We hope you enjoy the following story, which is entitled The Man in the Iron Mask by Alexandre Dumas, adapted by Emily Hutchinson. Now sit back, relax, and read along with the storyteller. Chapter 1. The Prisoner. As a young man, Aramis was a musketeer in the king's service. In those days, he and his friends Athos and Porthos were known as the Three Musketeers. Later, they were joined by a fourth named D'Artagnan. Their motto, All for One and One for All, had become famous. The musketeers knew they could count on each other for anything. Now the four men were more or less retired. They had gone on to live quieter lives. Aramis was now a bishop in the Catholic Church. He wanted to be pope, and he had a plan to make that happen. But first, he needed to get the king on his side. At that time, Louis XIV was the king of France. He was a selfish man who made very bad decisions. For the smallest mistakes, he sent people to the Bastille, a terrible prison. A man named Selden was a good example. All Selden had done was write two lines of poetry that made fun of the king. Now he was in prison for life. When the king's advisers begged him to set the poor man free, he always refused. Others were in the Bastille for equally minor things. Louis XIV didn't know about one prisoner in the Bastille, however. The jailers knew this prisoner as Marchali. He was a young man, 23 years old, the same age as the king. He'd been imprisoned in the Bastille for 8 years. One evening, Aramis came to the Bastille to have dinner with Baisemeaux, the jailer. Because Baisemeaux had formerly been a musketeer, he and Aramis were friends. Earlier, Aramis had bribed a guard to take a message to Marchali. The message told Marchali to ask for a priest to hear his confession that night. It was a rule that any such request must be honored. The request came to Baisemeaux when Aramis arrived. Since Aramis was now a bishop, he could hear the confession. So Baisemeaux had no choice but to lead Aramis to Marchali's cell. He called for a guard to go with them. Aramis followed Baisemeaux and the guard across the courtyard. It was a beautiful starry night. Their footsteps echoed on the stones of the terraces. The clinking of the keys on the guard's belt could be heard in the towers. The sound reminded the prisoners that liberty was out of their reach. After entering one of the towers, Aramis, Baisemeaux, and the guard started toward the basement. They climbed down the stairs, and Baisemeaux moved toward the prisoner's cell. Aramis reached out and stopped him. The rules do not allow anyone but a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?